time now, 6:49. Another check of triple team traffic, and hopefully we've got a little bit better situation than we had yesterday, Andy Farnsworth.
Well, it's Eric this time.
All right,
but,
Eric.
Yeah, it's looking a lot better right now. If you're heading from Point of the Mountain up to the downtown area, we do have some of the slowdowns in the usual spots. Right now you're looking at that between Bangor Highway and 114 South. A little further up the line, it's looking pretty good as you head towards the downtown area, and the 215 Bell Route's looking good on all sides. Bangor Highway a little bit slow from 3500 South up to the 201. Now here's Andy Farnsworth.
And in Utah County, much better drive. Yesterday we had a nightmare for most of the morning. Today we're starting off in pretty decent shape. Haven't seen any slow spots appear yet on the drive between Provo and Lehigh. That should only take you about 20 minutes right now, maybe even a little bit less than that before you get up over the Point of the Mountain. Heather?
Well, I have figured out what's causing the slowing in Kaysville. We do have a crash. It's actually in between Layton Parkway and 200 North in Kaysville in the HOV lane, so it's backing people up toward Layton. Once you get past it, though, you've got pretty good speeds into downtown Salt Lake. No delays on US 89 or Legacy Parkway. Whether you're do-it-yourselfer or contractor, Diamond Rental has the right equipment for your next project at 12 Utah locations, including their newest store on 12th Street in Ogden, diamondrental.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.